Very first Rashi in the Torah is famous because of its highlighting of the centrality of Eretz Yisrael in Jewish thought. Torah begins, Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim v'es'aretz, and Rashi says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, why did the Torah begin discussing creation of the world? The Torah is not a history book. The Torah is a code of living. It is a guide for how to live lives as people who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we should have began with the first mitzvah of the Torah. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. It's the mitzvah Rishona Shenitzdavu by Yisrael, the first mitzvah that as a nation, we were commanded to fulfill. So why do we begin the Torah with Bereishis Bara Elokim? So says Rashi, because of the Pasuk in Tehillim, Koach Masav Higid Liamo, Losei Islam Nachlas Goyim. The Torah wants to establish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and therefore, Klal Yisrael has a divine right to Eretz Yisrael. If nations will later come and say, why are you trying to take control of Eretz Yisrael? Why are you all moving here? Why are you trying to wrestle control of Eretz Yisrael from other nations? We will have an answer. And the answer will be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and it was his vision, it was his desire that Klal Yisrael would live and settle in Eretz Yisrael. And this Rashi really puts into the center of all Jewish thought the value and the chavivus of Eretz Yisrael. And I'd like to highlight that by looking at what seems to be a completely unrelated topic, in order to develop a very beautiful idea, I think, about Eretz Yisrael. I'd like to discuss the idea of mitzvos tzrichos kavana. Does a person need to have intent, kavana, when he does a mitzvah? This is a machlokas in the Gemara, and in general, our psak is that mitzvos require kavana, but only in terms of fulfillment of the mitzvah. Meaning, when I do a mitzvah, I have to have in mind that I'm fulfilling a mitzvah. I can't just sit and shake a lulav just for the fun of shaking a branch, the branch of a date tree, a palm tree, and then say, oh, you know what? I guess I was fulfilled the mitzvah. No, when I pick up the lulav, I have to have in mind that I'm fulfilling the mitzvah. Now, doesn't the lulav have many deep concepts to it? Doesn't the Gemara in Sukkah talk about what we're trying to do with the Nanuim? Why are we bringing these four distinct species together and lifting them up together? Of course, there's many, many deeper meanings to the mitzvahs. But do we have to have any of that in mind when we do the mitzvah? We don't have to. Certainly we'll enhance the mitzvah. It will certainly be better if we do that, but we're not required to. The basic requirement to fulfill the mitzvah is to have in mind that I'm fulfilling the mitzvah. Now you might ask me, well, why else would I be taking a esrog and a lulav and hadassim and putting them together? So it's true. The Chayyadim writes in Klal Samach, Halacha Yud, the Chayyadim writes that b'dieved, if it's muchach from the inyan, if it's clear from the way you're doing it, whether because you made a bracha first or it's clear that you're engaging yourself in a mitzvah, so b'dieved that might be enough. And you might not need an explicit kavanah. But certainly, ideally, when a person does a mitzvah, he needs to have a kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah. But that's it. However, there are a few mitzvos where it seems that in order to fulfill the mitzvah, at least in its proper way, I don't mean in its mitzvah min ha-muvchar, the ultimate ideal way, but I mean in the way it's supposed to be fulfilled, you have to have more than just the intent to fulfill the mitzvah. You also have to understand the significance of the act that you're doing. And this is something that's noted by the Bach in a couple of places in his commentary on the Torah, where he notes a few mitzvos where the Torah uses the expression leman, so that. So for instance, when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin, the Torah says you should put on tefillin leman tia Torah Hashem beficha, in order so that the words of Torah will be a part of you. They'll be in your lips. They'll be a part of who you are. And indeed, the Torah tells us, Ki biyad chazaka, hutziach Hashem mitzrayim. And therefore, the Bach rules that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin, so a person has to have in mind when he's putting on the tefillin, that the tefillin are there in order so that he will remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, which teach us about Hashem's ability, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all-powerful, and through this, how we can connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that by wrapping the tefillin on our arms and around our heads, we are literally linking ourselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are becoming one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah. L'man tia Torah Hashem b'ficha, ki b'yad chazok hutziacha Hashem b'Mitzrayim. And therefore the Bach argues that when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin, it's not really enough to just say, I want to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin. You have to understand what the tefillin are all about. The Bach writes the same thing by tzitzis. It says there, l'man tizkeru. And therefore the Bach argues that when you put on the tzitzis, you have to realize that you're not just putting on a four-cornered garment. Hey, why not? Why am I putting it on? Because the Torah said to. Now that's enough for shofar. That's enough for lulav. To say, listen, the Torah told me to do it, so I'm fulfilling the mitzvah. When it comes to tzitzis, when you put on the tzitzis, you have to have in mind that you're putting on the tzitzis in order to remember all of the mitzvos. It's part and parcel of the basic definition of the mitzvah to know why you're putting on the tzitzis. And the Bach says this in one other location, and that's by the mitzvah of sukkah. The pasuk says, "Leman yedu doroseichem," that when the mitzvah of sukkah is in order so that future generations will know that once in history Hashem protected us, whether in physical sukkos or in anonei hakavod. But the Bach writes that when a person sits in the sukkah, it's not enough to just say, "I'm sitting in this hut because Hashem commanded us to sit in huts, and I want to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah." No, you have to have more than that in mind. You have to realize that you're doing this in order so that I can remember the relationship that Klal Yisrael had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they left Mitzrayim. That Hashem, in great chesed, you know, the fact that He gave us man, the fact that He gave us water through the Be'er, those are miracles He sort of had to provide for us. I mean, you can't take a million people into the desert and not give them water. What do you expect? What's going to happen to them? But this extra protection of the Anonei HaKavod that surrounded Klal Yisrael, Tzemachlokas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, what we're commemorating, is it the actual structures we were in, or is it the Anani HaKavod? But let's assume for now the Anani HaKavod. So we have to have that in mind when you're fulfilling the mitzvah. If not, at least on the most ideal, on the basic ideal level, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah. Sukkah is not just to surround yourself with a hut, but it's to commemorate the divine protection that Hashem provided for us in Mitzrayim. So this is one group of mitzvos where our intent is crucial to the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Tefillin, tzitzis, sukkah. There are other mitzvos where intent is important as well. And these are mitzvos where we focus more on the essence of the mitzvah and less on the action of the mitzvah. So, for instance, Rav Soloveitchik writes regarding the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, that the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, which might demand of us, it's shown him what exactly it demands on us based on their analysis of the Gemara Pesachim and other places, but let's assume, like the Shulchan Aruch says, you have to drink wine. Drinking wine is a fulfillment of the way we fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. But Rav Soloveitchik argued that it's not just the act of drinking an alcoholic beverage made out of grapes, but it's to bring us, the act of drinking wine is there to bring us to a feeling of simcha. So the real mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is not just the act. If you say, I have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah now of Simchas Yontif, and the way you do that is by drinking wine, so I'm going to drink wine. That might not be enough. It's required that we feel a certain sense of simcha. That the wine is supposed to bring out within us a feeling of happiness, of joy. And it could be that this is also a deeper theme in the dinam of avelus. We know that when a person, lo aleinu, is an ovel, so there's certain actions that he has to do. He has to sit on the floor, he has to not wash himself, he has to, and lots of old different dinam that are associated with an ovel. So Rav Soloveitchik argued there as well that it could be that although there are actions that we need to do, that's not really the essence of Avelus. The person is sitting there and telling jokes and he's laughing and he's having a great time, but he happens to sit on the floor and not take a shower. That's not a key of the mitzvah of Avelus. The mitzvah of Avelus is to feel the pain of loss, to go through the process of mourning. It's a key shebelev. So both by Simchas Yontiv and by Avelus, these are another category of mitzvos where the stress is less on the dry act of the mitzvah, but relates much more to either an intention or a deeper thought process that goes on that's associated with the mitzvah. There's certainly other mitzvos that we could point to where the role of one's thoughts play a crucial role. For instance, the Rambam counts as a mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah of Emunah. Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. These are mitzvos that don't necessarily require specific actions, but they require a certain philosophic orientation or a certain thought process or a certain existential perspective on life or on God. And again, these are mitzvos where what we're thinking plays a bigger role than what we're doing. And that's sort of the point I've been trying to bring out, is that when it comes to mitzvos like very direct action mitzvos, like tefillin, like tzitzis, like sukkah, we see from the Bach, but the role of our intentions, the role of our thoughts, are also crucial. And when it comes to mitzvos like Simchas Yontiv and Avelus, it could be while by tzitzis and tefillin, the action is certainly vitally important, but there's also supposed to be a thought process associated why we're doing the action. By Simchas Yontiv and Avelus, it's almost like the actions are there just to bring us to some type of inner feeling. And then there are mitzvahs that are completely about our inner feelings, like Amunah and Ava and Yira, and aren't necessarily connected to specific actions. And I like to use this presentation that we've shared so far to look at the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. As we know, or many of us are aware, there is a famous debate between the Rambam and the Ramban about whether there is a mitzvah d'oraisa of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, of dwelling in the land of Eretz Yisrael. The Torah tells us, V'horashtem es ha'aretz v'yishavtem bo. It's the pasuk at the end of Bamidbar, Parshas Maaseh, Perek Lamed Gimel. The pasuk tells us, V'horashtem es ha'aretz v'yishavtem bo. V'horashtem, Rashi tells us here, means to banish the inhabitants, to empty the land, v'yishavtem bo, and to dwell there. And the Ramban famously writes in his list of mitzvos that the Rambam forget. I mean, he writes it also in his Parashah on Chumash, but in his list of mitzvos that the Rambam forgot to count, he writes that there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael based on this pasuk. Other Rishonim learn, you can look at Rashi, other Rishonim learn that this pasuk is more of a haftacha, it's not a commandment. Yishavtem ba is not commanding us to dwell there, but it's informing us that we will merit to dwell there. But the Rambam does not count this, as the Ramban points out. The Rambam does not count this in Mishneh Torah or in his Sefer HaMitzvos as a mitzvah to dwell in the land of Eretz Yisrael. And there's a big debate why the Rambam leaves it out, and the Achronim spend a lot of time debating the topic of why the Rambam leaves it out as a mitzvah. But again, the Ramban counts it as a mitzvah, and I'd like to draw our attention to the Lashon of the Ramban, not in his list of mitzvos the Rambam left out, where he writes, Nitztavinu l'areshes t'aretz. But I'd like to instead take a look at the Ramban's words on the pasuk itself. So the Ramban writes as follows. This is Perek Lamed Gimel, pasuk Nun Gimel in Bamidbar. V'horashtem es aretz v'yishavtem bo, ki lochem nosati es aretz l'areshes osa. Says the Ramban, al dati zu mitzvah sasei hi. In my opinion, this is a mitzvah sasei. Now, what is the mitzvah? Yitzava osam sheyeshvu ba'aretz v'yirshu osa ki hu nosna lahem. There's a commandment that we should dwell there and settle in the land. V'lo yimasu benachlas Hashem. And we shouldn't despise the inheritance of Hashem. V'ilu yalal daitam lalechas v'lichvosh eretz shinar or eretz ashur. And if we think that we should instead go conquer one of the neighboring lands, Ulis Yashev Shaman, to live there, Yavru al Mitzvos Hashem. we will be over on the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says, we have Gemaras and Ksubis that speak about the Isra to leave Eretz Yisrael, and that if a wife doesn't want to live in Eretz Yisrael, the husband can divorce her, and so too the other way. He says, that's all based on this. It's all based on this mitzvah. Ki ha-mitzvah hazeh mitzvah saseh, v'yachzer mitzvah zeh v'komos rabim, uvo reshua sa'aretz. And he says that we find other psukim that seem to relate to this, and then he quotes Rashi, that Rashi says that it's not a mitzvah, but rather it's a haftacha. So a dear friend and Rebbe of mine, Rav Chaim David Saperstein, so he pointed out that the Lashon here of the Ramban is very peculiar. The Ramban writes, it's a mitzvah saseh, but then he goes more than that, and he says, v'lo yimasu benachlas Hashem, that part of the mitzvah is to dwell there and not to despise it, and not even to be yalal daitam, not even to consider conquering some other land and living there. And if you do that, you'll be over on the mitzvah Hashem. The question is, what does the Ramban mean when he says, if you do that, you'll be over on mitzvah Hashem? Does he mean if you go and you move there? Or does he mean if you consider it? Again, the Lashon of the Ramban is that you shouldn't despise the Nachlas Hashem. You shouldn't even consider living there. And if you do, you're over on the Isser. And it could be argued that the Ramban is arguing that a person who is Yimasu Benachlas Hashem, a person who is Yalal Daito to live someplace else, even if he doesn't go, he's over on the Mitzvah Hashem. Because it could be that the Ramban is arguing that the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not just to dwell in the land, to dwell on the earth that formally constitutes the land of Israel. But it means to live there with a certain intention, with a certain understanding, with a certain appreciation, with a certain love. If a person lives in Eretz Yisrael, but he's Moes Benachlas Hashem. If a person is living in Eretz Yisrael, but all he's thinking about is, I want to live here, and I want to live there, and I want to live in Paris, and I want to live in Rome, and I want to live in New York, and I want to live in Los Angeles. So he's already being mevatel the mitzvah saseh of settling Eretz Yisrael. Because settling Eretz Yisrael is not just a mitzvah to physically dwell in the land, but it's to dwell in the Nachlas Hashem. It's to feel privileged to live in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's land, in the holiest land. That's part and parcel of the mitzvah. And here again we see a mitzvah where our attitude towards what we're doing, what our philosophic orientation to what the mitzvah is definitional to the mitzvah. And one could make the argument, and you know what, even if we don't want to make this strong argument in the Ramban, and then when the Ramban says you're over on the mitzvah Hashem, he means if you would leave. It doesn't mean if you consider it. But the fact that the Ramban brings up this idea of wanting to live someplace else, being Moes Benachlas Hashem, as part of his definition of the mitzvah, I think highlights the same point, whether we make the argument to that extent that you're Mevatel the mitzvah. And that is that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not just an act, but it's also a philosophic orientation. It's an appreciation and it's a love. And that is something that's driven home from the first Rashi in Parshas Bereishis, that the Torah begins identifying and solidifying our relationship with Eretz Yisrael. And it could be then that the famous Gemaras that speak about when the Amoraim left Eretz Yisrael, they would kiss the rocks, or when they would come back to Eretz Yisrael, they would kiss the ground. And even the popular modern-day practice of kissing the land of Eretz Yisrael when you get here, that's not just a nice, fluffy way of expressing a love of Eretz Yisrael. That's part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is to love Eretz Yisrael. It's to appreciate living here. It's to appreciate it as the Nachlas Hashem. So we should all be zoche, those of us who live here already, to appreciate it and to appreciate it more and more. And those who don't, we should be zoche to get here as quickly as we can so we could fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, not just by living here, but loving it here, appreciating it, and being appreciative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's given us such an amazing nachala. Ashreinu matov chelkeinu.